This is the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golden Isles Collision, Jack's Tire and Brake, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Brunswick Adventures, Marshland Credit Union, Cunningham Jewelers, and by Max Barbecue. And now, here's your host, Chris Zachary.
Welcome to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Live from Max Barbecue, I'm Chris Zachary. This segment of the Pirate Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Golden Isles Collision, Brunswick Adventures, Cunningham Jewelers, Marshland Credit Union, Jack's Tire and Brake, and by our host, Max Barbecue. And now joining us, the head coach of the Brunswick High Pirates, Garrett Grady. Coach, welcome back. We took a bye week last week. We've started out 7-0. Like I said, I would have probably guessed if I'd asked you the question, where did you think we'd be right now? You'd have said 7-0 because that's what the coach is supposed to say.
Right, you know, yeah, that's what I expect the whole time. But no, definitely our guys, like I said earlier, they're playing really good football right now. They've done a really good job of focusing at every game, you know, one at a time. And, you know, we played some really tough non-region competition, and getting into the region play right now, they're just taking one game at a time. And our opponents are, Lakeside last week, and then, you know, having the bye week was really good at this time of the season, trying to get some guys healthy. And then you have South Effingham this Friday night.
Coach, talk to us. We are 7/10 of the way through the regular season. Assess the season for us so far.
I mean, going back and looking, you know, in the off season and everything, working, putting a new offense in and just letting our guys know different terminology and everything, I think where we're at right now is we're still getting better with the more reps that we take offensively. And then defensively, just the consistency, that's what we're looking for. And, you know, defensive staff, they stayed intact, and they're doing a really good job of coaching those guys and teaching those guys every week. But they're still looking for consistent play out of all those guys on defense. And, I think you can always, you know, keep working on tackling, keep working on, you know, assignment football, being sound up front and in the back end as well. I think that's what we got to continue to do defensively and then offensively. Just the progress that we've made, and we're going to keep getting better every week. I'm really happy where we're at right here.
You know, you're talking about practice and tackling every week. I've always said that you can tell teams later in the year that have got away from tackling, got away from working on the passing game, got away from this, it shows up.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's why you do, you know, your everyday drills at the beginning of spring, beginning of practice. You know, you install those earlier in the season so that, you know, you're going to continue to do them. The expectations are clear for your players. As much like, you know, us as teachers in the school building, our admin lays out really good expectations, and I think it you know, it's a direct correlation to, you know, how we act in the classroom, and it feeds over to our kids. And same thing on the football field. You know, as the head coach, I'm supposed to lay out the expectations of our team and what our practice is supposed to look like, and our coaches take it and run with it and teach our guys. And I think that's the way it's supposed to be. And you do that at an early stage of the season, so that when you get down the road, you know, seventh game, eighth game in the season, you're not still trying to install, whether it's discipline or teaching tackling at that level right now.
You know, Coach, hitting on that, we won't call names, but I think saying what you're saying, making sure that guys stay accountable on and off the field.
That's right.
And I know I have seen with a couple of your starters this year that you made them sit out of half because they didn't do off the field what they were supposed to do.
That's right. I mean, that's the biggest thing that we're trying to do is not only, you know, everyone thinks that high school football is just about winning football games, and, you know, that's the number one goal is just to win, just to win. And yeah, it's nice to win and everything, but really what we're here is to teach these guys to be great young men and great members in the community, and just to be a man and do this, do right. That's what we talk about all the time, is just doing the right thing. There's never a wrong time to do the right thing. And I think that's the biggest thing, that, you know, football is the greatest game because it teaches you all these life lessons and teaches you how to work hard. It teaches you how to fight through adversity. And when things get tough, just don't quit and you keep fighting. And the family aspect of our team is another part of it that, you know, even though you go through rough times, you got friends and you got teammates that'll be right there with you. So,
this is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, I know it's hard not to, but tell me, are we looking ahead at possibly some film on some possible playoff teams?
I mean, we've got some film or traded some film with some other people that, you know, may play somebody out of our region in the playoffs, and or their opponent scout may be, you know, line up with ours. So, you know, trading film is something that, you know, every coach does. And, you know, you don't want to look down the road too far because you still don't know who you're going to be seated against, or you still don't know your seating. But definitely, I think there's a lot of outcomes that can play out this Friday night in Region 1. And we'll have a better idea, I think, later as the season progresses.
You know, you and I talked about some where we kind of projected everybody back first, second week of the season, and doesn't look like a lot of that's lined up well, like what we thought. Right. There's been a few surprises. I think actually going into South Effingham Friday night, we really wasn't expecting them to be maybe middle of the pack.
Yeah, definitely. I think Coach Clark, I know him very well. He was actually the offensive coordinator at Lee County when they won the back-to-back state championships, and they played for it. And you know, he had the opportunity to be the head coach at South Effingham, and he's done a really good job there. And his team right now is playing really well. And you'll notice on film that they come off the ball very well on offensive line and defensive line, and they're getting better every week, and they play really hard. And they run the wing tee, so they're going to try and possess the ball for more time than you have the ball. And they got a great game plan with the teams that they've played so far, and I'm looking forward to the challenge.
More to come on the Pirates Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, a few words from our sponsors. The legendary Max Barbecue in Sterling, across from the Jane Macon Light. Pulled pork salad with ribs, turkey club, and of course, those famous battered fries you can't find anywhere else. 912-275-8271 to call ahead. Max Barbecue is locally owned and operated by the same family for over 30 years. Monday through Friday for lunch and dinner, the legendary Max Barbecue. 912-275-8271. And give them a like on Facebook.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Are you looking for a better way to bank? Hometown people that you know? Look no further than Marshland Credit Union. Marshland Credit Union is here to help, no matter if it's a mortgage, car loan, or even finding financing for that boat you've always wanted. 7 convenient locations in Glen and surrounding counties, checking, savings, you name it. Marshland Credit Union wants to be the answer to your banking needs. MarshlandCU.com, 912-279-2000. Marshland Credit Union, a better way to bank. Family fun in the Golden Isles for all ages? Brunswick Adventures, family-friendly indoor play place. Bounce houses for the little ones and a trampoline park for all ages. Locally owned and operated. Don't forget the party rooms for your private events or that special birthday. Brunswick Adventures, 5581 Habersham Street in Brunswick, 912-342-7427 for more information. Or check us out online, brunswickadventures.com.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Chris Zachary. This segment brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golden Eyes Pharmacy, Golden Eyes Collision, and Marshland Credit Union. Coach, another thing we didn't talk about since the last time we got together was we had a little JV game between Brunswick and Glen. So you got to see a little bit out of your younger guys, and of course, anytime we can beat Glen, it doesn't matter if we're playing horseshoes, we're happy.
Yeah, it was a city championship part two, and Pirates come away with a big win. You know, it was 21-20, I think that was the final, and our guys played really hard that day, and, you know, it was a great game. It was going back and forth for a little bit, and, you know, I think our guys offense and defensively made some great plays, and it was good to see the young guys get out there, get some reps, and they were playing really hard that game.
Coach, since we've talked, we want to talk a little bit about the Lakeside game. We started out with a bang, jumped out on them early, kind of pulled the reins back a little bit in the third quarter. I saw a bunch of defensive players hit the field the whole second half. So I see you smiling over here. You must have something you want to say about that.
No, just defensively, you know, we subbed a lot of guys, got a lot of reps, and I think that's what you got to have get done in games like that. You know, you want to get reps in for guys because that'll play off in dividends down the road. But, you know, we subbed some guys offensively, and I hats off to Lakeside because they did something that that nobody's done this so far this region season is they really got after us up front on their defensive line. And they were, you know, causing some problems for our offensive line, and you know, that's why you play these games and, you know, you got to correct the mistakes and everything, but they played really hard up front. But you know, we were able to get the edge and get the ball in our playmakers' hands, and then make plays. And then I think Ivan Johnson could have been the offense and defensive player of the game with a scoop and score, and he comes in on offense and just runs another 60-yard run. So he played extremely well.
Yeah, he's had a good year.
Oh no, no
Consider,
doubt.
Considering he's had to go full-time defense due to some injuries.
That's right.
You mentioned players of the game. I mean, offensive side of the ball, defensive side of the ball, other than maybe Ivan.
I've had a big game. I think Jamarius Towns was running the ball very well. William Heck, they're going to continue to get better. Caleb Butler had a big game. I think that, you know, starting off, he caught a ball in the flats for the first touchdown, and then, you know, we went for a two-point conversion. He's wide open on the two-point conversion. And that was actually thrown by James Drayton. He threw that ball on the two-point play. But, of course, James doing really well. And then a hardest hit award actually didn't go to a defensive player. It went to an offensive player. I don't know if you saw the block that Kevin Thomas made on Ivan's touchdown run at the end. He had a pancake block, and we gave him the hardest hit. You know, he got the boxing glove this week. So that's kind of gives those guys a little bit of motivation to try and block harder for guys for, you know, that are running the ball, or, you know, just some motivation.
You know, talking about the Lakeside not doing something no one else had done, I don't think we scored in the second half.
Right, yeah, I think they kept the ball. I don't know what it was, the third quarter, I think we were off the field like the whole time. And we finally got the ball back, and, you know, by that time, you know, you want to run the ball, you know, try and, you know, get out of the game clean and, you know, not make any mistakes for sure.
Coach, update us on where we stand injuries. I know with a bye week, that's always a time to lick your wounds, get some treatment. How we look coming out of the bye week?
I mean, definitely. I think the bye week kind of came at a better time. I think that, you know, there was a lot of guys that needed a few days off. And, you know, I made the deal with them that we took care of business against Lakeside, which we had Friday off of school and then Monday off of school for fall break, that if we took care of business, that I was going to get them Sunday and Monday off. And so we took care of business that they had 2 days full rest off, and then we practiced Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So it was much needed. I think the coaches needed it a lot too. So glad the bye week came at a great time.
Coaches-wise, I'm glad to see that.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. Perfect timing.
You're listening to the Pirates Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. So, Coach, you've hit a little bit about the bye week. Anything different, anything that we did over the bye week that may have changed from your previous bye week?
Yeah, so we did something a little bit different with our practice schedule the first week is we focused on every special team every day, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And then we actually did like a competition between the offense and defense of just situational football, you know, testing our guys' football IQ. And the first day we did goal line, ball at the 10-yard line, ball at the 8-yard line, ball at the 5, and, you know, just gave them different scenarios. Hey, it's second down right here. They got, you know, it's 4-down territory right here. They're going to play second, third, and 4th down right here, so you got to get off the field. And our guys did a really good job, and, you know, whoever won the competition that day got to stand on the sideline while the other, you know, part ran gassers. So they count the competition level gained every day. And Wednesday we did 3rd downs, you know, 3rd and medium, 3rd and long, 3rd and extra long, fourth and short, you know, having those guys on defense really watch the football. You know it's fourth and short. They might try and come up and do a hard count to draw you off sides. And that's something that we needed to work. And then offensively, just moving the ball. Hey, we need 2 yards right here. Well, who are we going to run behind? You know, we need 2 yards. Can we get 2 yards? Or are we going to have to turn the ball over on downs? You know, I think getting first downs in a need is something that you got to have to progress the game. And especially if you got the lead, you want to keep the ball and you know keep it out of the opposing team's hands. You got to get first downs. And then the last day, what we did some just open field scrimmaging and some red zone. So focusing on special teams and doing those situational stuff, I think, is going to help us tremendously.
You know, I'm just curious. Do we run in practice a lot of first-team offense against first-team defense? I would almost be scared to death to put my first-team offense against our first-team defense.
You do stuff like that. You get good on good. I think it's iron sharpens iron, but you do it limited. You know, it's not full out. We're not live. We thud up, so we don't take anybody to the ground. You know, quick whistles all around. You know, quarterback still not live. But you do that for the trenches and those guys that are running routes and everything that are getting live looks. And I think it helps out if you can in a controlled environment.
Yeah, because if I was Elkins and I saw Devin Smith coming off one side and Tweedy coming off another, it'd scare me to death.
Oh, there's some quick whistles every time. So
we'll be right back to the Brunswick County Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough. That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises, just honest folks you know and trust. Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on into Jack's Tire and Brake at 485 Warren Mason Road, off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC, or give us a call 912-265-8674 and find us on Facebook. Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free same-day delivery to St. Simons in Brunswick, so experience the difference for yourself. GoldenIslesPharmacy.com, 912-266-8140. Golden Isles Pharmacy is a proud supporter of Glenn County Athletics. Let's go Pirates! Guys, it's time. The kids are headed back to school and football season is here. What better way to celebrate than with a new watch from Cunningham Jewelers? They have a great selection of Seiko watches, from Patty Divers to Radio Sync Solar watches, and even a few classic options too. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Chris Zachary. This segment is brought to you by Brunswick Adventures, Jack's Tire and Brake, Cunningham Jewelers, and Max Barbecue. Coach, we're going to look ahead. We talked about region starting to take shape a little bit. Over the next couple of weeks, it'll all settle in. Friday night, we head to South Effie, as they like to say, about an hour and a half down the road. Tell us a little bit about offense, defense, what they run, what our strengths are going to be as far as matching up against them.
I mean, like I said before, they're definitely much improved from last year. And they, you know, like their coach is doing a really good job. But they run, offensively, they run the wing T, which is something that we've seen. Lakeside ran the wing T, Camden ran the wing T. So our guys are familiar with it. They've seen it in practice. And the plays that come with running, you know, the wing T, you run trap, you run belly, you run buck sweep, you run, you know, the waggle, and all these different passes out of it. But our guys are very familiar with it defensively. And then on their defense, they run a 3-4 and That's very different from what they've done in the past. I think in the past 2 years, they've had all 11 guys on defense standing up, walking around, and when the ball snapped, they run to their spots. And it's trying to cause confusion for an offense. But this year, they're totally different. They're lined up. They're static. And they're in a 3-4. And we've seen majority of everybody that we've played has been in a 3-4 defense. So very familiar with both offense and defense.
You know, speaking on that, I mean – they held Glenn, I believe, 13.
Yeah, and they held 13-9.
And score. There was another game. You maybe can refresh me better than anything. They held another team like 21. So
yeah, I believe that was. I can't remember off the top of my head right now, but it was one of their other ones before Glenn, and they've done a really good job, I think, defensively, and you know, offensively. That, like I said, they like to hold the ball, keep your offense off the field, and you know that's their kind of their game plan. It's shortening the game.
Running that wing tee, you got to definitely kill some clock. So on the defensive side, they got a standout or two that we need as a fan that we can be looking at Friday night?
I think number 7 is a safety for them. He plays offense and defense, and you know, it's kind of like our Ivan Johnson. You know, plays safety, plays a little in the backfield, and you know, they have multiple running backs at the wing back position or the full back position, so they're going to rotate a lot of guys. But I think number 7 does a really good job for them.
So, offensive side of the ball?
Yeah, I think offensively too. I think he's that guy on both the offense and defense. But all their running backs are very special.
Okay. So, bottom line is we don't have to look at but one number Friday night, number 7.
Yeah, just find 7. And, you know, he's definitely all over the field, all over special teams. I think, you know, then, like I said, they rotate so many people in there at running back. You know, I think that's going to be a problem.
Have you seen something on the defensive side of the ball that you – and I know you don't want to give out your secrets before the game, but is there something on the offensive side of the ball as far as passing, running, that we can exploit a little more?
I mean, I definitely think, you know, having a balanced attack that we've had in the past has been really beneficial. And just the formations that we run, and we can do multiple things out of the same formation, I think that kind of not confuses, but gives defenses a hard time is when they got to prepare. Oh, well, you know, instead of when they're in this formation, they run this one play, and that's not the case for us. We can be in the one formation and run our whole playbook out of it. And I think that's what, you know, makes you, you know, diverse, and people have to prepare for all these different plays that we ran out of one formation. So you can't just sit there and key on just by formation or by personnel. And it's for a defensive coordinator, that's hard.
Yeah, I've seen that as the years gone by. Earlier in the year, if we ran in that big, I'm going to call him a tight end, it looked like we were going to run the ball.
That's right. That's
now
right.
That isn't always the case.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, you know, personnel-wise. If you're basing your defensive scheme off of personnel, that's not always the case, and I think that could end up bad for you in some cases. But it's all about, you know, the guys being able, you know, one thing about Caleb Butler, he can be in on a run play, he can be on a pass play, he's in pass protection, or he can run around. I think, you know, if you're that type of athlete at that position, I think that can pay off in dividends for us.
And, you know, in high school football, I know running the ball is a safe bet. And I know maybe earlier in the season I saw that if we were in a certain situation, we'd go to safe rate. But it looks to me like you've gained a lot of confidence in the quarterback now. And I see us throwing in situations that maybe earlier in the year you wouldn't have.
Yeah, definitely. You know, JR's done a really good job picking up our offense. And I think in certain situations where, you know, you want to be conservative in the aspect of, hey, let's run behind our big offensive line. Let's get to these running backs. You know, we're aggressive in our play calling, and we're going to take some shots here and there. But also, they're going to be, projected, I think, to make plays. And we're going to put them in good situations. But I just think that they're going to be tactical decisions and who we're trying to get the ball to in some, like, third down situations, or if we are throwing the ball in that situation.
Well, Coach, we got 3 more weeks of regular season ball to get tuned up, the way I'm going to say it, for the playoffs. Looking forward to seeing you next week and us sitting here talking about how we've gone to 8-0.
Yeah, that sounds great. And let's just take care of South Birmingham Friday night and make the trip up there. And looking forward to it.
Coach, thank you again. Thanks for joining us for the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to join us each and every week during the season right here at Max Barbecue at 7 p.m. I'm Chris Zachary signing off.